The Widows by Suzette Meyer. Read for you by Maureen Jones and Daniel Matmore. This is a Bespeak Audio Editions book. Dedication for Louisa Meyer, Dorla Riedel, Elisabeth Kritschker, and Nicole Marketech. Chapter 1.
There she stood, with the waters swirling only a few feet away, a lumpy figure with a pudding of a face, resolute, unafraid, and totally confident that she, at 63, could accomplish a feat that no other human being had managed and from which younger and more athletic daredevils had shrunk. What was she doing here? A woman of refinement, as she constantly reminded the press, indulging in a common stunt mainly suitable for exploitation in the music halls that she despised? What Annie Edson Taylor was doing, as she prepared to enter her barrel, was to shake her fist at Victorian morality, which decreed that there was no place but the almshouse for a woman without means who had reached a certain age. Here, Burton, Niagara, A History of the Falls.
Niagara Falls, Canada. Thursday, October 24th, 1996. 6:07 a.m. The first time the sisters visited Niagara Falls, over 20 years ago, they visited like tourists, their arms full of souvenirs, plastic native dolls, postcards, and they did not need or want to hold hands. Whenever they traveled, they did not link hands or arms because they had